Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon to all my blessed beloved out there in Radio Land. You're listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty, and guess what? I'm Rusty. Tonight's show is with Chris Vacca. He's the author of I'm trying to remember it. It has to do with being successful and that age doesn't matter. And unfortunately, I don't remember the exact... here it is. Age should never be an excuse for success. And he should be dialing in soon. The number to dial in if you have questions is 347-205-9443. And while we wait for Chris to tune in and dial in, I just want to fill you in. This Wednesday night at Laurel May's Cottage, I will be speaking. My new speech for 2014 is Inspiration and Survival, A Journey Through Life, and How to Live It. And it's going to be an interesting combination of some of my personal experiences and what I write about in my book, Having Tea with My Skeletons, as well as a great discussion with the audience in regards to what they feel survival is and how inspiration may or may not play an impact in that period of their life. So that'll be interesting. And then October 5th, I will be speaking at an event in Hartford, Connecticut, the Gluten and Allergen Free Wellness Event in the downtown Marriott of Hartford, Connecticut. That's 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Feel free to pop on in, especially if you're a gluten-free junkie or you just want to hear me speak. That speech is all going to be about coping with food allergies and how to travel and live and thrive with, you know, a food allergy, which can be challenging since 90% of what we do as a species is relate to each other in a food-driven space. Family barbecues, birthday parties, Thanksgiving, you have it, you know it. That's what I'm referring to. Also, don't forget that on Wednesdays at 2:30 Eastern Standard Time here on Blog Talk Radio, I also co-host a show called Ask a PI, where we discover and uncover some fabulous things in regards to what private investigation really is and kind of shoot at some myths and really encourage people to shop wisely and smartly for a private investigator. It's difficult, believe you and me. Totally a difficult process. On a personal note, yesterday I was able to spend time on a farm, actually two. It was quite fun. If you follow me on Facebook, I have a nasty pinched nerve in my back, so I'm not moving as fast as I usually can. I'm very disappointed that I'm unable to run for a couple of weeks. But I was able to walk around a couple of farms and discover some really amazing history. And Bella, she was crazy happy. She was so free because apartment living, city living is really not her thing. But it's what we're going to do for right now. So she's making good with our Saturday adventures. But she was just running like a crazy little bunny rabbit. It was so cute. Her inner bunny definitely popped out. So one of the things that I'm doing is really working on A Course in Miracles. I know most people who listen to this show have heard of, dabbled in, looked at, thought about this Course of Miracles. And it's a process of uncovering your own spirituality. And it's a very lengthy journey, a very lengthy path. It's very, what's the word I'm looking for? I can't think of the word. It's for whatever reason, intuitively, Jell-O is popping in my head because it's not a solid thing. It's very fluid. It's very personal and intangible. I think that's the word I'm looking for. And my Course in Miracle quote for today is, trust would settle every problem now. And isn't that so true? If you could really trust, wholeheartedly trust that, you know, it's either your business or not your business. I talk about this all the time. Whose business are you in? My coach taught me that. Ann Watring of Watring Associates, definitely go and reach out to her. She's fabulous. But her favorite thing to say to me was, whose business are you in? Are you in your business or are you in God's business? Or are you in so-and-so's business? And really learning to distinguish that and being able to trust myself that it is either my business or God's business, that's changed a lot for me. It's really changed and healed and carved out different relationships with different people because I have a confidence that is not describable. I don't think there are words for it. It's really, I trust that it's either my business or God's business, period. If it's God's business, I'm not putting my two cents in. So today is quote or Course of Miracle inspiration is trust would settle every problem now. So start trusting in your instinct and start trusting in you. Start trusting in the fact that it's either your business or God's business, higher power's business, Allah's business, whatever your belief system is. If you have any questions, feel free to dial in. The number here is 347-205-9443. And I'm still waiting for Chris Vega to come on. And if he doesn't, well, it'll be a short show. And if he does, well, he does, and that's great. And we get to learn how to be successful with no excuse in regards to our age. But I'm going to go over to our sponsors.
In a world where businesses are plagued by overwhelming numbers of difficulties, One Support Network will rise to protect business owners from devastation. Dreams Woven Support Network. Under the guidance of the experts at Dreams Woven, business owners will be able to stay focused and stay motivated as they work their way toward their dreams. To run a business is to fight in a battle against a fleet of hardships that threatens to bring the business toward failure. To win that battle, one must have the adequate resources and a plan to combat the seemingly endless barrage of hardships. With the power of the Dreams Woven Support Network, obtaining the resources and plan for the battle of business is simple by using the multitude of tips and resources provided by Dreams Woven. One will be able to vanquish any hardships that arise and bring one's business to success. $8.97 is all it takes to acquire the power of Dreams Woven. Sign up today at DreamsWovenSupportNetwork.org to achieve success for your business and to have your dream woven into reality.
Living and Thriving with Rusty is proudly sponsored by Lady Hawk & Associates, a full private investigation firm. Contact Lady Hawk & Associates today, 941-275-1920. Remember, Lady Hawk & Associates can help you uncover, recover, or discover. Call 941-275-1920.
Well, we're back here at Living and Thriving, and I pinged at Chris one more time to see if he's going to come on, and if he does, he does. If he doesn't, he doesn't. But I'm going to stick on this trust thing. Trust, by definition, is the belief that someone or something is reliable, good, honest, effective, and trust is a huge key to self-healing and hope and embracing yourself. You have to try to trust yourself, but you also need to be able to trust those around you for support, for guidance, for stability, I think. I think trust is a huge thing. And if you don't have that, you don't have that ability. It's very difficult to cope and weed through life. So definitely check out A Course in Miracles. Check out the daily lessons, the daily inspiration, and really think hard and long in regards to what trust is, what trust means, and how it affects your life day to day, whether it's something minute like you trust that your mail person delivers your mail on time versus something that's very serious in regards to your partner or your spouse or is someone, very deeply involved with you. What does that look like for you? How do you surround yourself with trust trustworthy individuals and trustworthy factors. And if something happens to you, who do you trust to get you through it? Whether it's just conversation or if it's, you know, financial, emotional, mental, physical, whatever. Think about that long and hard and write it down. Write down those feelings. Write down what trust means to you and how that affects you and your day-to-day life. I wrote a blog some time ago, and I posted it finally today in regards to a child warrior, kind of changing subjects minutely. And it really expresses what I think it must be like from my own personal experience, but in a broader sense of what that inner trust, that inner strength, that inner devotion, that inner child goes through as we raise ourselves into adulthood, whatever that means, because I'm 380 years old and I still don't think I'm an adult. I don't think I ever will be. It's not a goal. My goal is just to experience the here and now. And, you know, trust has a lot to do with that. So it's interesting and intriguing at this point in my life, during the adversities that we're going through, that trust happened to be the lesson that I needed to learn today. Call in. I have a few more minutes before I'm going to close shop for the night. Number here is 347-205-9443. And I have one more sponsor that I almost forgot about. Please forgive me, sponsor. Let's see. Oh, and the other thing is, if you're going to email me or text me about a job or service that you want me to pay you to do, try to spell, at least spell check. I'm a horrible speller. But at least I use spell check, and I received an email just a few minutes ago in regards to a social marketing specialist, and they spelled marketing M-A-R-C-K-E-T-I-N-G. Yeah. Next, or when you say hello, it's H-E-L-L-O, not Hilo. It's quite funny. You know, we're all trying to do what we do best. But, you know. Slow down. That's something I've had to learn myself, is the whole slowing down part. I'm not the best seller. And I have a terrible, terrible time with my fat fingers on the phone. But, you know, just as a reminder, gentle reminder. That's all. And this company is a magnet company. And I actually really, really dig the whole concept. I bought my ex-boyfriend magnets because he gets seasick, and I can't find the company name. So we'll have to do that again next show, talk about them, because it's kind of important. They are a sponsor indeed. But anyway, so let's, you know, I'm babbling. That's all I'm doing at this point. Chris is clearly not coming on. But three things that I want you to do for homework before Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here on Living and Thriving, because you're going to come back and visit us and see who shows up and who doesn't. Really write down the things that you know are true. Write down things that you know are valuable to you as an individual, not valuable as in rings and jewelry and cars and things like that. So that really, you can't take it. What I consider valuable are things that you can take with you when you die. So I take my daughter's smile with me. I know I'm going to, because it lights up my whole life, or her laughter, her love for me. I know I'm going to take that with me. So take the things that actually have value, not necessarily tangible value in regards to a car or whatnot. That doesn't matter, because you'll lose it, you'll gain it, you'll lose it again, you'll gain it. Who cares? Those are just things. It's not experience. Those are the reason why we are human. Write those things down. Write down what you trust and what you don't trust, and what you don't trust, work on for the next couple of days. Just pick one thing that you don't trust. For example, my daughter's terrified of spiders. She doesn't trust them. I'm not a great fan of bugs either, and I don't really trust them, but I trust myself enough to be as cautious, careful, and paying attention when I remove them from my house without killing them. So So, you know, there's different levels of trust. There's different levels of fear thinking. And I just ask you and challenge you a little bit to sit back and think about what you trust, what you don't trust, what you want to trust, and how you're going to get there. So that's my tangent for the night. It's all about trust. Course in Miracles, check it out. It's awesome. And maybe one day Chris Vaca will come back on and talk to us about how to become successful, even if you're over 50, which is a really cool topic. And I was very much excited in about learning, but it is what it is. It happens. So, Irene, if you're listening, Irene, happy, happy birthday. Sweet 16, my friend. You are a fabulous young lady, and you're doing a remarkable job in this crazy universe. And I'm glad that you may or may not be listening tonight, but happy birthday. And I believe it's your sweet 16, so big hugs to you and your family. And hopefully you had tons of love and presents and things that made you smile. Until next time, I'm Rusty, and you're listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty. And I hope you come on at 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time here Wednesday to hear who's coming on next. And don't forget, Wednesday night, I will be speaking live at Laurel Mays Cottage in Rochester, New Hampshire, about inspiration and survival and how we make that work. Until then, know that I love you. Know that you're beautiful. Know that I think you're absolutely amazing. And this is the greatest journey I could ever imagine being on. And I'm glad we're doing it together. Go out and smile. It's contagious and it's worth spreading.
You're listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty.